the best seminary of learning that can open its portals to you, can do no more than to afford you the opportunity of instruction. But it must depend at last on yourselves whether you will be instructed or not, or to what point you will push your instruction. And of this be assured, I speak from observation a certain truth: there is no excellence without great labor. It is the fiat of fate, from which no power of genius can absolve you. Genius unexerted is like the poor moth that flutters around a candle till it scorches itself to death. If genius be desirable at all, it is only of that great and magnanimous kind, which, like the condor of South America, pitches from the summit of Chimborazo above the clouds, and sustains itself at pleasure in that imperial region, with an energy rather invigorated than weakened by the effort. It is this capacity for high and long-continued exertion, this vigorous power of profound and searching investigation, this careering and wide-spreading comprehension of mind, and these long reaches of thought that pluck bright honor from the pale-faced moon, or dive into the bottom of the deep and pluck up drowned honor by the locks. This is the prowess, and these the hardy achievements, which are to enroll your names among the great men of the earth.